We're in Psalm 106 today, verse 1. Very interesting. You know, I usually search the commentaries to see what others have said about this. You know what I came up with after searching about 28 commentaries? I came up with exactly this to share with you. Zero from other commentaries on this first verse. It goes on to talk about the whole psalm, most of them do. But you know, really, I took a look at it again and I saw verse 1 says it all. It's all there in a nutshell. It begins the psalm and he ends the psalm with the same note. Praise ye the Lord. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever.
Amen.
Amen. Does it? His mercy endures forever. Is he good, Donna? He is good, isn't he? As we pray, he answers our prayers. He's planned it way before we even ask for it, whatever we're asking it for. God knows the beginning from the end. Amen? We need to trust that and trust in his mercy. So what is it actually telling us to do? It's telling us to praise. What does it mean to praise? We've used this word over and over and over again as we open the services. It's halal. It means to boast, to be mad. What? Yes, to be mad, wild, to rave, to shine, to be foolish, to commend and to celebrate.
You bet.
Without restraint. No restraint. We're to praise the Lord. We're to make a clear sound to him. We are to give it all as we celebrate
That's
him
good.
This morning. And then it says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Not only praise him, but thank him. The Hebrew is yada, to use the hand, to throw, to worship, to shoot up thanks to heaven. Amen. I like that. We're going to have a rip-roaring worship service this morning. You know, I got this feeling and I thought, oh my gosh, I don't know what the song list is. Maybe he's doing little sweet, gentle in the valley songs, you know. And I came up and I looked at it and I said, no, God, you're right on. You knew what the song list was when you put this in my heart. We got good songs this morning.
Amen.
And then it says, why are we giving thanks? Why are we praising him? Because he is good. Tob is the Hebrew. He's beautiful, he's best, he's better than. He's cheerful, joyful, for his kindness, for his pleasure. He is all those things, so we're praising him because those are his qualities. That's what he's like, and you know what? He wants to lift us right up into that presence, into his presence this morning while we're worshiping, so we might find him beautiful, we might find him cheerful, we might find him better than anything
else we can touch.
And we're going to thank him for his mercy, and we all know what that is. Hebrew is chesed, and it means his kindness, his loving kindness, and his favor toward us. Has God shown you favor?
You bet.
Amen. He's shown me favor because I'm right here amongst my friends. Amen. I have favor of, I receive favor of the Lord because you all came to church this morning.
That's right.
Amen. Look at somebody and say, thanks for coming this morning. Paula,
thanks for coming this morning.
Hey, Dan, thanks for coming to church. Thanks for coming to church. Amen. Amen. So let's stand and let's say it from the Message translation.
Hallelujah.
Thank God. And why? Because he's good, because his love lasts. Amen. Is he a mighty God?
Yes.
And are we going to serve him?
We are.
Let's do it, Kev.